Hey there, blogging ladies. Welcome back to another episode of the Boss Lady Bloggers podcast. So I'm going to be breaking down how I would have made a lot of money blogging a lot faster if I had just did this. So I'm going to break down what I could have done to make money blogging faster. Okay, so to start, in 2018, I started blogging with no money whatsoever in my aunt's basement using an old 2010 MacBook that literally barely worked. Like, can you imagine? Like, sitting in a cold basement. I mean, it was a nice basement. I had a very big bedroom, but I was using a very old MacBook that was barely working. But I mean, I made it work because I wanted to start a blog, right? And I just did what I could. So, but for two whole years, I poured my soul into that lifestyle blog. But I was focusing mainly on affiliate marketing and ads. And after all of that time, after two whole years, I didn't make a single dollar. It was so tough. And I often thought about quitting. I mean, at the end, I did quit for a little bit before I hired my blog coach. But I realized after those two whole years, that I had so many gaps still in my knowledge because I wasn't investing and I wasn't learning how to grow and make actual money blogging aside from affiliate marketing. But that was just not working for me, right? And things started to change when I finally hired my blogging business coach. She's not a blogging business coach anymore, so don't scope out other blogging coaches because I've never worked with them. I worked with like an actual Forbes magazine lady who ran a very successful travel blog, which she doesn't own anymore, but she still does travel content on her personal blog. But she's not a blogging coach anymore. She's just using this as her passion, but yeah, she really opened my eyes to many aspects of building an actual successful blogging business. And stay tuned because I'm going to share all of the blogging mistakes that really held me back from making the amount of money that I do now. So hopefully you can go and avoid my mistakes, right? So let's continue. So I started with a lifestyle blog that touched on everything from makeup, finance, fashion, blogging tips. It was just a site for my own passions. And starting out, I struggled. Oh my God, I struggled so much to set up my WordPress site. It seemed so impossible to create something that actually looked good. Like the structure of the site, oh my gosh, like it is so hard. We didn't even have Elementor back then, so it was so complicated. Even with Elementor now, it's just so hard to build an actual blogging website that looks really professional. And that's what everybody is doing these days. Everybody is, you know, having really good branded websites and that, you know, flow within a structure. You want to take your reader through a journey on your website to actually wanting to work with you or to pay for your products and services, to take action. And it needs to be designed strategically in a way that, you know, your reader will actually take those actions that you want. Moving on though. So I was in this struggle to make this website look really good. I knew nothing about website structure, SEO, branding, marketing. I mean, I was a total newbie, just like you might be right now. And, you know, when you're in that when you're in that stage of like being a complete newbie, you don't even know what you need to know, or you don't even know what you need to learn to even grow or to build this. You know what I mean? Like, you don't even know what you need to know, if that makes sense. So, you know, I remember taking my first steps to website design, to writing a blog post, to setting up a Pinterest account. I mean, everything that I did for the first time was so scary, but thrilling and exciting. And I just wanted to build something that was going to be my own. Like, this thing that I was building back then was my own. And I just hoped and I prayed to make money from this. living in my aunt's basement at 19, working a regular job, just was not for me, right? This is not where I wanted to be in my life at 19. Like, I know that's, like, young, but I felt more mature, you know? And I felt, like, more grown at 19, and I did not want to be there. Like, even though I had, like, the whole, like, it was, like, a basement apartment, it was pretty nice. I mean, at some point, I moved out because I literally found a snake in my bedroom. So, I mean, but I feel like that was a sign of the unit, or to the, like, from God or universe or whatever you want to call it, to actually, like, move out of there. But all in all, when I was there, like, I just really needed to upgrade my life. So, yeah. So, I followed what all the blog experts said. Earn money blogging with affiliate marketing and ads. You know, everything will be great. You're going to make money. Blah, blah, blah. So, I gave it a shot. And I wrote loads of blog posts on that lifestyle blog. I learned about SEO. I added affiliate links. Hoping and praying that people are actually going to click and buy the products that I suggested. But did I earn money? No, like not at all. I tried Share a Sale, Amazon affiliates, Google ads, and nothing clicked. Like there were like a few big reasons why. Now I understand what was going wrong there. But first I needed a way to make more traffic to make money with these methods, right? Because you don't make money blogging with affiliate marketing or ads if you don't have thousands of page views first. So I needed a plan to build my traffic. No one was clicking on the links because my blogs weren't being seen. And second, there was a lot that I didn't know about SEO. It's not just writing and optimizing your blog posts. Your whole website as a whole needs to be optimized. Every page, the technical stuff, and so much more. And now I know so much more than I did back then, but I was like completely clueless about business strategies, marketing, how to actually build a business plan and vision and branding and just all of these things. I soon realized that I had so many knowledge gaps that I needed to fill. And the only way to fill those knowledge gaps was to invest in a coach. And I mean, free articles could only teach me so much. You know what I mean? Like they were only, I got cut out for a second there, but they were only teaching me so much. Like when you look online and when you search through all of the blog articles for information, like you're just like skipping around and like you don't know what to actually go and implement for yourself. And you don't even know what you need to like be learning. Like, you know, you don't know that you need to be looking up, you know, market research stuff. And like, there's just so much more that you don't even realize that you need to learn to actually start this like really successful blogging business until you have somebody who's guiding you. And that just is how it is. Like, there's so much you don't know. And that's where I was too. There was so much I didn't know. And when I hit a wall and when nothing like was working on my blog, I really like began to realize that was all because of my knowledge gaps. There was so much more that I needed to know because obviously something wasn't working and that I needed to learn more. So I searched for a blogging coach, which like really was not easy back then, but I found one. And she made me see that I wasn't taking my blog seriously. I lacked a business plan. My site branding was very poor. The site structure and the, you know, WordPress website sucked. It wasn't SEO friendly. It wasn't mobile design friendly. Like there was stuff that I was lacking and that I just didn't even know. Like I thought my website was okay. You know, like I wasn't proud of it, but it was okay. And I thought the branding was okay, but it actually sucked. looking back at it now, oh my God, it was horrible. But instead of promoting other products for commission, she showed me the importance of creating and selling my own offers to earn more. She taught me to treat my blog as an actual business by crafting solutions and solving problems for a specific ideal customer. And that customer was lady bloggers. So that led me here. Like I wanted to figure this out. Like, I struggled for 2 whole years. I wanted to figure this out. I had posted a couple different, like, how to start a blog articles. So, you know, I knew I loved the whole, you know, aspect of blogging. And, like, I just wanted to figure it out. And once I started to figure it out, I wanted to help others do the same. And I wasn't successful in it, but I still started blog coaching because I did know a lot of knowledge, you know, like I did, I was ahead of everybody still. I was ahead of the beginners at least. So she helped me build the first steps, the very first steps of the blog coaching business, the Boss Lady Bloggers business, which has evolved like times 10 now. Over time, it has evolved. My offers have evolved. My branding has evolved. But that just happens with every business, you know. But she at least helped me get started. She pointed me in the right direction, you know what I mean, to actually build a business. So she pointed out that earning from affiliate marketing and ads is very tough with little blog traffic. And you need lots and lots and thousands of visitors every month to make over $500 a month. You know, you can't build a business off that unless you have traffic, which is a lot of work and a lot of knowledge that you need to actually, you know, create SEO articles. And you need a good niche too nowadays, because everything is just really oversaturated, to be honest. Like, you need a niche where affiliate marketing does well in. And most, you know, wellness blogs or lifestyle blogs or whatnot, it's not a good idea to, you know, use affiliate marketing for those niches. And for me, I wanted to make way more than $500 a month. I'm sorry. Like, I didn't want to put in all that work for affiliate marketing and ads to get all that traffic for just $500 a month. There's no way. Like, I wanted to make $5,000 a month. I wanted to make $10,000 a month. I wanted to be a big blogger. I wanted to be a big business owner. I had way more goals past that. So for me, I wanted more than just even paying bills. I aimed to build a thriving business to live well, save up, afford a house and a car. Okay, now I know you want to know how I got where I am now, right? You want to know how I reached all of these goals, how I built a thriving business, how I was able to start living really well, how I was able to save money, afford the house that I have now, and to be able to afford a really nice new car. So, number one, I launched Boss Lady Bloggers with guidance from my previous blogging coach. Together, we created the business plan. We fine-tuned our brand message. I overhauled my website by myself, learning website design through a copywriting course, actually, to be believe it or not. I learned the proper structure of a website design by learning copywriting. I also just, you know, I just taught myself website design, looking at other, you know, website templates or other websites. And then, you know, I would just like start creating my own vision for the website that I was building for myself. And Boss Lady Bloggers, like, the website was not good at the beginning. It was okay. It was good enough, you know. It was way step up from the first website, WordPress website that I had, definitely. It actually followed the structure. It had good copywriting. And it started to get me clients. So that's a win-win, right? But this helped me make a site that actually drove sales and guides visitors through a journey to actually go and work with me. And that is exactly what happened. My brand, my website, messaging, and copywriting, it turned out pretty great. But then I developed a product to sell. So knowing how tough it was to start blogging, I wanted to now help other women do it right from the start and avoid years of making $0, right? Like, I want to help lady bloggers avoid that. Avoid the 2 whole years that I wasted on my blog. I want you to avoid that now too. And so I began offering blog coaching and website design services for lady bloggers, but I didn't combine them like how I do now. So now my signature service is 6 months of blog coaching plus custom website design, and I combine those. That's my signature service, and I don't really tend to separate them anymore. Because I know that this is what lady bloggers want. They want me to customize their site in a way that is like beautiful, gets them sales, is written good, you know what I mean? And then do 6 months of blog coaching so they can actually go and make it successful selling their own offers. So, but back then I separated the packages. I had like a website design package that was separate. I had 3 months of blog coaching, 6 months, or no, I didn't even do 6 months of blog coaching. I had like a 4 week package, an 8 week package, and then a 3 months package, 12 weeks package. So that's what I was doing. And to my surprise, I actually landed my first 3 clients. So I set up a straightforward marketing strategy using Pinterest and Instagram, which was a lot simpler back then. Like to get traffic from Pinterest was like a lot easier. So, but it was working for me because my website was designed strategically in a way to take all of the Pinterest traffic and Instagram traffic that I got and to help them to go on a journey through my site and book a call with me so they would want to work with me. And then after I got my first 3 clients, more followed after I got some testimonials. And within 3 months of working with my coach, I had made $4,000. And all because I was committed. I was enthusiastic. I had time to put in, you know, everything into action quickly. And I invested. I invested money and I built everything properly. And that is what I aim to help lady bloggers with. Well, I don't aim. I do that now. I help lady bloggers set up everything properly now. And then I coach them for 6 months on how to actually make it successful. Okay. My results after the change. Now, I know you want to see this now. In 2020, I made $32,000 during the pandemic, which was a very good year for me, actually. $32,000 during the pandemic. In 2021, my earnings were $56,000. I brought in $83,000 in 2022. And this year, or last year, 2023, I hit 6 figures with $108,000. Even while I was pregnant, I was on maternity leave. My projections for this year are way higher in 2024 because I am working hard. I have 12 clients in total now. I'm selling higher ticket packages. I am, you know, upselling my services. Like I'm just doing all the things. And now I'm a mom. I stay at home with my baby. My mom helps out twice a week. And that's when, you know, I work. So I work on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I'm taking calls, a couple calls on Mondays, a couple calls on Wednesdays, and like one call on Friday, just to be able to fit in all of my 12 clients. But, during the time that I work on those days when I have the baby, he's watching Miss Rachel. And, you know, I wake up early, so at 7 in the morning, I'm able to work. During his nap, I'm able to work for a couple hours. And then at nighttime, after he goes to bed, sometimes I do, but he's going through a really bad sleep regression, so he's up until like 1 in the morning. So I haven't been able to work like this past like 2 weeks, but usually I stay up past his bedtime after he goes to sleep and I work on the business. But I love my life. I have enough money. I have my baby, he's my best friend. I have a nice car. I have a nice home. It's an older home, but it's nicer. I have food in the fridge. And I have the coolest, most loving clients and members in my membership. I just love everybody that's in my world and who comes in and who learns from me. And like me and my clients, like we're friends. You know, I consider them as friends and not just their coach. My business is growing every single day, and I'm so grateful. And the best part, if I want a day off, I can take it. If I want to, you know, take a day off, I can. You know, I make my hours, I make my days, I make my schedule, you know what I mean? And nothing happens if I want to take a day off. Like, I still make money because I built up monthly recurring revenue. My revenue right now is promised to be making $10,000 or more a month. It's promised. I'm not going to say the exact amount, but it's $10,000 or more. Every single month, it's promised because of that monthly recurring revenue that I get from my clients. And that is promised to me for 12 months, at least, or if not more. So if I'm sick, I can stay home and I can still be paid by my clients. If I want to take a day off, I still get paid. You know what I mean? Like, if you have a regular job, if you want to take a day off, you don't get paid for that day. So my income is like super secure for the next year because I have recurring revenue. And I enjoy the freedom I have. And I know that you want this too, right? I'm not just telling you all of this to brag, okay? That's not what I want to do. I'm telling you this for you to see what's possible. I started from absolutely nothing. Nothing. I worked on my first blog 2 whole years and I made no money on it at all. I was almost about to give up. I've almost given up on Boss Lady Bloggers like a million times, but I'm so, so glad that I just pushed through because this was my passion. This is what I wanted. I wanted to build this type of business that I have now. Okay, so now let's get into some key takeaways that I have for you. Number one lesson that I can give. Start with what you have. I began blogging in my aunt's basement with a very old laptop. So start with what you have. You don't have to have all the bells and whistles. You know what I mean? Start with what you can. Number two, persistence is key. For 2 years, I worked hard on my blog without earning money. And every single year after 2020, so I started my blog in 2018. That was 2 years. In 2020, I hired my first blogging coach. I made $32,000 that year. And that was during the pandemic. So persistence is key. You have to keep at it. You have to keep learning. You have to keep investing. You have to keep applying everything that you're learning, implementing what you're learning. And every single year, your income is going to grow. It's not going to just be like, bam, like you make tons of money. It might be like, bam, oh, I can finally pay my bills with this money, or I can finally run this business with the money that I'm making. But every single year, your income is going to grow if you keep at it. You know what I mean? Number three, knowledge gaps can hold you back. Not knowing enough about blogging and monetization and not having all of this knowledge that you truly need to have is a big problem. And you need to figure out a way that you can overcome this. Overcome all of these knowledge gaps. Because I'm telling you right now that free articles are only going to get you so far. And I know that from talking to a million bloggers in the past years, several years that I've been doing this. And I know that knowledge gaps can hold you back. And that you don't know enough from free articles because I was there myself and I talked to a million bloggers. Number four, invest in learning. Hiring a coach helped me to actually understand how to run a successful business around my blog. You see, a blog is something that you can do as a side hustle. A blog is something that you can, you know, use with affiliate marketing or selling other people's products. But you're not going to make that much money until you have thousands of blog traffic coming to your website. So, and that takes years to build. Years. And consistent writing of really good SEO optimized articles. So if you want to spend all that time putting in that hard of work just to make money on other people's products, you can go for it, girl. But if you want to actually start a blogging business, a business around your blog, then you can go ahead and you can book a call with me below. I have finally opened up a couple more spots to my coaching and website design service. So book a call if this is you. Okay, next up, niche down your content. So my lifestyle blog covered way too many topics at first. Finance, fashion, blogging, all the things, wellness, you know? So, you know, it wasn't focused on one thing and I didn't have an offer to sell that, you know, my target audience was coming to my website specifically for that
piece of content. You know what I mean? So like now my audience comes to me when they want to learn about how to actually create offers, about how to run an actual blogging business, you know? And so like it's niched. But before, nothing was niched and I didn't have an offer that helped somebody solve a problem. So, you know, you don't have a specific audience coming to your website that has a problem and you have a solution, so they sign up to it to solve their problem. You know what I mean? Technical skills are important. So I struggled with setting up a WordPress and I didn't know SEO or marketing or anything technical, but they are important to learn. And I always, always have my clients learn how to actually do things themselves as well. I never deliver them the website and then be like, go ahead, try to do this yourself. I have a course on how to actually like teach them how to do it. And I highly recommend that they learn how to do everything within Showit. You know what I mean? So I give them the tools on how to learn everything themselves. So I'm not just delivering them. But yeah, technical skills are important. You have to improve these. There's a lot of technical stuff. And if you don't know how to overcome that, which I show you how in my program, but if you don't know how to overcome that on your own, you need help. Like, you know, setting up your welcome sequence in Flowdesk, or, you know, building your website and using the tools on your website properly, or like there's just all these like technical things that you do have to learn. Also Canva, you have to learn how to design freebies yourself and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So you have to overcome this. Monetization takes traffic. If you want to monetize, it does take a lot of traffic from affiliate marketing and ads. And it's not going to work if you don't have enough visitors. So just know that. But you only need a few people coming to your website every month. Targeted people. You only need a few targeted people coming to your website in order to make money. Honestly, Boss Lady Bloggers does not get a lot of blog traffic. I haven't focused on getting blog traffic in a very long time. But it's ranking number 2 on Google for all the blog coaching keywords. So if you look up blog coach on Google search engine, you will find my website is number 2. And this targets people who are actually actively searching for a blog coach. So I'm getting target viewers coming to my site each month. And that is gold, you know? Like if you can pick a keyword for your service or for whatever you do and highly optimize that page or your whole entire website and blog post for those specific keywords, that's going to be gold for you. If you can rank it at number 1, people are going to be searching actively for your service or whatever you have to offer. And then they see your product and they see that it's awesome. And then they're going to purchase because you're exactly what they were looking for. You're exactly what they searched in. You know what I mean? So that's the most important. Affiliate marketing and ads, they take thousands of page views. But if you monetize with your own service and optimize it properly for SEO, then you can make bank on just a few people coming to your website every month. SEO is also more than writing. So optimizing the entire website is a necessity for visibility. Like, a lot of bloggers think that you only need to SEO optimize your blog post. Well, that's not true. With SEO, there is more than just writing. With SEO, you need to also have copywriting on your website. You need to have your website be, you know, long, and like every page on your website needs to be long and big enough for Google to understand what you do. And copywriting also plays a very big role in the copy on your website, and the structure and how your website is actually designed is way more important than actual blog writing. Like your actual like website as a whole is more important than just writing blog posts every week. So you really have to think about that. Are you okay with like not having your website really good design? Because when a website is not good designed, look it up if you want. Like look up in the search engine, how important is your website design for SEO to start actually ranking you? And you'll see how important it is. So, okay, business strategy is also crucial. I lacked a business plan and understanding of marketing in the beginning. My business plan as a whole was just affiliate marketing and ads, and that was it. And then writing blog posts, and then using Pinterest to get traffic. And then over time, as Pinterest started getting more difficult, like everything stopped working and I started getting no traffic. And that's just not a good business strategy. So you need a business strategy, and like you need to create like really strategic offers and freebies and branding and brand messaging. And I show you all of this and I break it down so simply and step by step inside of my blog coaching program. It's 6 months of blog coaching plus custom website design. We cover everything that you need to know and need to implement into your website and into your like business as a whole. So if you want to book a call, you can do so below. My voice is running out. But I have lots of more tips for you. So, okay, create your own products. Instead of trying and posting and praying that you're going to make money from affiliate marketing and ads, how about you sell your own offers? Because selling my own offers was way more profitable than promoting others' offers. You know what I mean? Like, do you want to actually have a business around your blog? Or do you want to just promote other people's products? How about you start a business that allows other people to become an affiliate market or affiliate for you? You know what I mean? Don't you want other people out there promoting your offer? Or do you want to be that small guy who promotes other offers for a tiny little commission? Like, I don't want to be that guy. I want to be the badass business owner. Having other people promote my products and being an affiliate for me, you know? Also, you want to target a specific audience. So focus on solutions for an ideal customer. And so your ideal customer who comes to you has problems. They have all these struggles that they are facing. And you have a solution. You have many solutions, right? And your main solution can be an offer that you create. This is a solution for your audience, for that one specific person that comes to your website. So you need to be focusing on having these solutions for your audience. And you need to really know that one specific person that you're going to be talking to within your writing, within your offers. When you speak to one person, this actually speaks to a lot more people than you realize. Because when you're trying to speak to a million different people, people can get confused. Like, your audience will get confused. And you won't be able to have that, you know, good, you know, targeted solution for them, for that one specific person, so they can go and purchase. So this is a way better strategy when you hone in on that one specific audience and have, you know, a few different solutions for them. And rebranding and redesigning is probably something that you do want to focus on if you have a WordPress website that doesn't look that great and it's not structured that great. If you want some examples, go look at Jenna Kutcher's website. She's a big blogger in this industry. She's a big business owner. Go look at her website and see how it's designed. Also, Amy Porterfield, she's another big person in this industry. Go look at her website and see how it's designed. Like, they're really good designed, you know what I mean? Go look at other business owners who are like bigger in this industry. Go look at Instagram. See how everybody is branding right now. If you're not matching that level of your competitors in this industry, then you're gonna drown in the sea of other people. You know what I mean? So yeah, maybe it's time for a rebrand and redesign for you. Overhauling my website and brand message made a huge difference in my income and my target audience, actually. Like, people started really loving me when I rebranded to Boss Lady Bloggers and built a website that my target audience like really loved and took them on a journey to actually taking actions that I wanted them to. Like, my business started growing after I rebranded and redesigned. So think about that. If you're ready to have a amazing website, and an amazing brand that's going to actually speak to that one specific person, and that is actually going to take somebody on a journey to taking action with you, whether it's to sign up to your service, sign up to your freebie, read more of your blog posts, or whatever actions that you want them to take, then book a call with me below. I would love to help design this amazing site for you and then coach you for 6 months after to like actually make it successful. And also, offering services is so great, okay? I always, you know, recommend my clients to offer some kind of coaching service or some kind of service, because this allows you to get like a huge chunk of money in the beginning, right? Like a client is going to like pay you. And when you get that like chunk of money, let's say they pay in full and they pay in full $1,000. Well, that's $1,000 that just paid for your whole entire, you know, business, or like that's just like overly paid the business, because you're not going to be paying that much, right? So it allows you to get that big chunk of money in the beginning, so then you can actually run your business no problem. Or if they have payment plans, let's say, and they pay like $200 a month or $300 a month, well, that's like, you know, that also probably pays for the business, right? So I always recommend that to begin with, because it gives you a cash, like you get cash, you know what I mean? You get a lot in the beginning, versus if you sell a digital product in the beginning, you only get like, you know, $10 per product or something like that. You know, it's like lower ticket. So you need a lot more people to purchase those lower ticket offers. But I help everybody, you know, if you want to start a coaching business or a service based business, like I do help everybody with those, and anything can work. Anything can work. It just takes a little bit more effort with lower ticket products. Okay, so offering services is really great if you can. Next up, simple marketing really works. So just keep things simple. You don't have to be on every single platform. You need to be on those platforms that you know is going to work for you. For example, for me, my podcast and SEO, those are key for me, okay? Not even Pinterest anymore. Like, Pinterest is really difficult for my niche now. Also, I mean, blog post writing too is like really difficult, but I've ranked a number two for my actual service, which has been a game changer for me. That's what you have to do. You have to find that niche and that offer that is going to be really unique, but also you can rank easily for on the first page of Google, and I can help you with that. But, simple marketing. Don't be on all platforms. Another example is my client. She's starting like an organizational business for moms, helping moms, you know, get organized, declutter, become minimalist, etc. And she has a pretty good built audience on her Instagram of 7,000 people or more. And so, like, I highly recommend that she starts there because she already has that audience built up. I also recommend Pinterest for her because that niche of, you know, organization does really well on Pinterest. So that's what I recommend for her to focus on very first. But everybody is going to be different and every niche is different. So, yeah, but I start with simple marketing plans, and then we can grow when we get there. But to begin with, just pick two platforms to work on, you know, whether it's Pinterest and SEO, like, you know, you need to be writing blog posts and focus on writing a lot, like every single week, so you can, you know, get Google to actually recognize that your site is valuable and relevant, you know. Quick action leads to results. So I made significant income after I started taking action, after I started implementing the changes, after I took action to invest in my business.
things started to quickly and rapidly change once I started to take action. And I saw that this year too. Like, things like really started to like boost for me. I got like a whole chunk of clients when I started implementing systems in my business, and I started changing things, and I started to get more honed in on my target audience and more honed in on my offer. You know what I mean? So, and like more honed in on my marketing as well. It made everything just, you know, a simple business. And when I started, you know, taking these actions and implementing these changes, that's what led to results. And growth is possible. My earnings increased each year as I continued to improve my business. Each year, my income had a boost. And so growth is possible for you. You know, one year it's going to be lower. The next year it's going to be higher. The next year it's going to be amazing. You know what I mean? You just have to stick with it. But you have to know what you're doing. You have to know what you're doing, and you need a guide to help you. You need somebody who's going to hold your hand and pull you along in the right direction, who has been there, done that, who has invested thousands of dollars to learn this. So if you want that, if you want to do this step by step in a way that is actually going to lead you to results, if you're ready to take action and if you want growth, then book a call with me below. So we can talk about how we can work together. And I'm not going to pressure you in this call. Okay, so once you book this call, we're going to have a little coffee chat. Just getting to know each other. I'm going to ask you some questions about your blog, your goals, your struggles, stuff like that. Just very simple. And then I'm gonna present you my offer. And we're gonna talk about it, and I'm gonna, you know, tell you all the details of it. And then, but I'm not gonna pressure you. I'm not gonna pressure you into signing up with me. If you don't wanna sign up, cool. Like, we can be friends, you know? Like, I'm still here. You can join my membership if you want. Like, no problem. Like, but if you do wanna sign up, then woohoo. Like, I'll send you some emails. You can sign up. But it's not going to be, I'm not pressuring you. So don't think that that's what the call is going to be, because it's not. And yeah, so, and then work-life balance. So even as a new mom, I managed to work and still take care of my kid. Like, I am a full-time mom at home. My mom only takes him 2 times a week so I can work. And yeah, so it can work. Like, work-life balance, if you're a stay-at-home mom, it can work. Trust me. You just need to manage your time better. And I also help with that. I show you inside of my membership, and within my program, we talk about time management to help you actually build, like, a schedule that is actually going to be working for you with whatever time that you do have. And then financial security. So having recurring revenue from clients provides stability for me. It promises me income for the next year, because I have clients who pay payment plans, you know, like 4 or 12 months, and I have 12 clients, and, you know, everybody ranges different money every single month, whatever, you know, they can or whatnot. But for the next year, I have promised income. And that just gives me such a financial security. I'm able to save money. I'm able to have extra money every single month. And I'm able to just, like, be comfortable. And so if you can, like, create some kind of recurring revenue inside of your business, whether that's a membership or having clients who pay payment plans, that is amazing. The one last thing that I have for you is freedom and gratitude. Enjoying the flexibility and success of running your own business is amazing. So I'm in that process right now. I'm enjoying, and I'm working hard, but I'm enjoying this. Like, I have a lot of flexibility, and I know that you want that as well. Like, you want this, you want to be in that place of freedom and gratitude, right? You want to feel free. You don't want to feel like, you know, you're constantly going to your 9-to-5 that you hate and you don't want to do this anymore. You know what I mean? Or you're a stay-at-home mom and you want, like, an outlet, and you want something that's going to be your own or to make more money for your family. Like, I totally get it. And I'm here to help you with it. So you've seen my journey from the basement to a booming blogging business, and now it's your turn. You might be sitting there doubting if you can actually do it too. And let me tell you, you absolutely can. It doesn't matter if you're starting with an old laptop like I was or feeling overwhelmed by all that there is to learn. I was right there in your shoes. Remember, I didn't make a dime for the first 2 whole years, but I didn't give up, and neither should you. The key is to keep going. And even when it feels like you're getting nowhere, persistence will pay off. And when you hit a wall, seek knowledge. Whether it's through a coach, courses, books, investing and learning is a huge game changer. And don't worry about everything being perfect from the start. Use what you have and improve as you go. Focus on only one thing at a time. Maybe it's to understand SEO better or learning how to connect with your audience. Whatever it is, take it step by step, bite-sized. And remember, traffic is so crucial for monetization when you do affiliate marketing and ads, okay? But what's even more crucial and more important is having a target audience and optimizing your website as a whole for keywords that your specific target audience is searching for, you know? It might seem daunting at first when you're trying to monetize, but Boss Lady Bloggers doesn't get a lot of traffic, and I make lots of money from this business. So yeah, you can get there too, okay? Creating your own products and services also could be your golden ticket, just like it was for me. Think about what unique value that you can offer to your audience. What are you passionate about? What problems can you solve for that one specific person? That's where you're going to find success, when you take things step by step and actually create your own offers for people. And know what you're doing. You have to know what you're doing through all of this, and you need the knowledge. You need to fill those knowledge gaps. But lastly, don't underestimate the power of simple marketing strategies. So just take a simple approach to everything. Simple, simple, simple. That's what I'm always telling my client right now. She wants to do all the bells and whistles, but I'm like, simple, slow. You know what I mean? Simple and slow. So I believe in you. You have the potential to create a life that you love, with the freedom to take a day off whenever you need, the security of a stable income, and the joy of doing something that you're actually truly passionate about. Like, I love doing this. I really do. And if I could go from the basement to a booming blogging business, you can too. I totally believe in you. More than you know, because I've been there. So take that first step. Make a plan, learn from others, and don't be afraid to invest or try new things. Your blogging dreams are within reach, and I can't wait to see where they take you. And I can't wait to be that person, if you want me to help you go on this journey to step by step to actually building this booming business of yours. So if you want me to help you, and if you want me to be your guide, book a call with me below. Remember, if I can do it, so can you. Okay, bye.